Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Vukovich. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The DH, Broderick Perkins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Fishlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Neil Heaton. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The DH, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Barbaro Garby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rusty Koontz. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rezima. And now, play ball. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rezima fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to third. Hall moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon takes first base on ball four. Parrish moves to second. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to third. Herndon moves to second. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Rezima, and towards Whitaker, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Brookins moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball towards right. Kuntz settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Kuntz. Franco moves to third. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. Hall moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. Tabler moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Indians. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tabler tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-1, Indians. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vukovich moves to second. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-1 in the game. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barbaro Garbi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garbi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuntz hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Fishlin hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. Johnson scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Tabler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Garbi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vukovic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Barbaro Garbi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garbi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to third. Herndon moves to second. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuntz takes first base on ball 4. Parrish scores. Herndon moves to third. Garby moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Herndon tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Indians. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0 for 2 in the game. Willard hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Waddell now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Fishlin hits a pop-up towards short. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Parrish strikes out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Garby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Garby reaches second base with a double. Kirk Gibson pinch hits for Rusty Kuntz. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Kirk Gibson now playing right field. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler pinch runs for Mel Hall. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Butler steals second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Tabler strikes out. 1 out. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vukovic is walked intentionally. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby strikes out. There goes Butler. The throw from Parrish and Butler is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Carter now playing left field. Brett Butler now playing center field. Mike Hargrove now playing first base. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. 1 out. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Willard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards first. Hargrove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Barbaro Garby now playing third base. Howard Johnson now playing shortstop. Dave Bergman now playing first base. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard pinch runs for Broderick Perkins. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. 1 out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-3 in the game. Willard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Willard. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Willard steals second. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 0-for-3 in the game. Fishlin strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-4 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-4 in the game. Trammell strikes out. 1 out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-4 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.